I think that anybody can be hypnotized. There's about 20% of people across the board, no matter where you go, that will only go into a light state. 60% of people will go down into a good depth of hypnosis, but maintain an awareness of the environment, but very little concern. And 20% of people you can literally walk up to, go sleep, and they'll go straight into a very, very deep hypnotic state and are relatively easily programmable. And those are the people that you see up on the stage. The stage hypnotist has been trained to wheedle them out, of course. And then he or she...
How can you tell?
It's really an intuitive thing, to be honest with you, Ian. You'll bring people up, or you'll see a stage hypnotist ask for volunteers, and 30 or 40 people might come up on the stage, and he'll end up with 10 or 12, or she will. You put them through various exercises of suggestibility, but a lot of it for me, when I'm doing those things, it's intuitive. You sort of just know who's going to be a good hypnotic subject and who isn't. Having said that, I don't do silly stage shows very often, and only for charity. I don't think that the mind should be subjected to some of the silly things that are happening now with hypnosis.
And been happening for a long time. I mean, decades, right? I mean, you've had stage hypnotists.
A long, long time, yeah. And they've created this fear of what hypnosis is, and that it's some kind of sleep or mind control. In hypnosis, you're not actually asleep. You're just reverting, or the hypnotist is reverting you very quickly down into that deep theta state. And what a hypnotist will do is start with a simple suggestion and build up to more and more difficult. And once he or she has done that six times, they've moved your awareness or your reality testing out of the left brain into the right brain. And really, they have access to pure subconscious reprogramming. So this is why you'll see people do these absolutely silly things and have no memory of doing it, and won't believe it till you show it on a video.
As a hypnotist, though, what is it that makes somebody unhypnotizable?
Really, it's clinically, people aren't unhypnotizable because you have a lot of time. When you see somebody on a stage, those people are limited. Obviously, they're there to have an entertaining show, not spend a lot of time putting someone into trance. So any person can be taken down into a deep trance state if they're given enough time to do it for the hypnotist.
But you're saying there aren't any, none of us possess the sort of mental force field that would keep you out.
No, none of us at all. In the end, we go to break down and comply, or a subject will. So I don't think that anyone is unhypnotizable, except if you've got that sort of 10 or 15 minutes to get a good show happening. You know, the most common thing I hear is, I think I'm too intelligent to be hypnotized. My mind
right.
is too smart. You know, that's
right.
That's a load of nonsense to me. People, I'm too clever to be hypnotized. You can't control my mind. But it's not always mind control. Often it's giving someone the access to get down into the deeper level of their mind so they can put a new pattern in there and make a positive change.